You mentioned the milk and the cows. What was the first thing you had to do after you milked the cow? What did you have to do with the milk?
Well, you had a bucket that had a cloth over the top of it. And whenever you'd milk your cows, why, with your buckets, as you filled them up, somebody carried them to the house from the cow pen. And they call that straining the milk to get the trash out of it. And they got every old cow switching her tail. Get trash in it, call it straining it, and you carry it to the house. And then the women would take it and prepare it for it to set long enough for the cream to rise, and they'd skim it. And for the milk we drank, my mother always it wouldn't skim that. We got the whole milk with butter in it. There's the cream in it, you know.
What did they use to call them? Or say a thick sour milk there?
A buttermilk and a clabber. There was a clabber and buttermilk. And you'd use that for cooking, you see, all the time.
Did they ever make any kind of cheese from that clabber?
Well, you'd make cottage cheese. People done everything.
They used everything, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
We talked about meat. You said that when it was about too long, you'd say it'd been spoiled. What about butter that was gotten old and not any good?
Well, whenever they called it, when it got rank, something like that, they'd beat it, put it in the slop for the hogs.
Have you ever heard anybody, when they're talking about that, call it funky?
Smells funky. Well, it wasn't no good then. It's stale.
Bad old.
Yeah.
Let's see, we talked about your house, and you said that it was two stories. How did you get from the first story to the second?
Upstairs. I got the stairs down yonder, the staircase.
Was that inside the house?
Yes, sir. You see that picture I draw, the plan of it there? You see that hall? It's through the center of it. There's a hall there. Well, the staircase to go upstairs was in that hall.
Oh.
I still got, my sister, we let her have the old home, and she changed it out and took the second story off of it. And all that was took down. And the kitchen and dining room was took off of it. Just the bottom bedrooms is there now. None of the porches is there, but.
Let's see, if the stairs had been on the outside, would you still just call them stairs?
Yes, sir. It'd be an outside staircase.
Did you ever see a kind of house that they had these in Alabama? I don't know if they have them here or not. They have two big rooms and have a hall down the middle, but it'd be open. It wouldn't be a door or anything?
Yes, sir. Most all of them, they just call that a hallway, the way I heard it.
Did you hear any special name for that kind of house where they had the open hallway?
No, sir, I never did hear no special for it.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a dogtron house?
No, I didn't believe I heard them. That must have been in Alabama.
Yeah.
Because a dog's trot house, I reckon if the dogs went through it, he was a trotting.
What would your term be usually for, say, a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw, things that aren't any good that you're about to throw away?
Well, we call it junk.
About junk. Did you ever have a special room for storing that or anything?
Well, go on that John's room.
John's room.
Go in, carrying all the junk to John's room.
You mentioned that you had inside bathrooms. Did all the other people have inside?
No, sir. Now, my home in the Wesley home was built, as I said, that early American.